Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
High-speed chases keep deputies busy Tuesday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County deputies were involved in two high-speed chases Tuesday, resulting in one arrest while another suspect remains on the run. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, late Tuesday night, deputies attempted to stop a 2020 Harley-Davidson for speeding and running a stop sign near Southern Drive. The rider fled, leading deputies on a chase that ended in a crash at Shoshone Avenue and Lexington Avenue. The suspect escaped on foot, and while deputies identified the motorcycle's owner, a search warrant was denied. The investigation continues. Earlier in the day, a 17-year-old boy led deputies on a chase after speeding 66 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone on Shoshone Avenue. The pursuit ended on Knollwood Drive, where the teen tried to flee on foot but was quickly apprehended. He was arrested for eluding, reckless driving, speeding, and no insurance. Wyoming Senate rejects supplemental budget, House leaders frustrated. In a historic decision, Wyoming Senate leaders announced Wednesday night they will not pass the supplemental budget in the 2025 session. The move, aimed at controlling state spending, raises concerns about funding for wildfire recovery, local government aid, and mental health care. According to WyoFile, House Appropriations Chairman John Bair of Gillette criticized the decision, saying House leaders had tried for weeks to meet with the Senate. Bair said, "I wish communication had been better," adding that lawmakers now must ensure critical services are funded through separate bills. The Senate's decision follows deep budget cuts by the Freedom Caucus-led Joint Appropriations Committee, slashing $235 million from Governor Mark Gordon's proposals. Senate President Beau Bightman of Ranchester defended the move, citing upcoming property tax cuts and federal funding changes. Senator Chris Rothfuss, a Democrat from Laramie, suggested a special session may be needed to address wildfire recovery, especially after last year's record-breaking fires drained the state's emergency funds. Despite concerns, some lawmakers see this as an opportunity to reassess Wyoming's financial priorities. Representative Steve Harshman of Casper noted, "We should probably push pause to make sure that this is what the people of Wyoming want." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.